Quentin Kidd, thanks for calling in so early the morning after Election Day. Start off by giving us a snapshot of your evening, where you were and what your thoughts were and how they unfolded.
I spent my night at a television studio in Norfolk, Virginia, initially thinking, oh no, this is going to be another 2000 because Florida looked like it was so close. But as the night went on, realizing it isn't just that Florida was really close, it's that a lot of these battleground states were close. And then realizing a lot of the national projections and national maps simply weren't going to become reality. And thinking how historic it was, and you know, we'll be thinking about this for weeks and months about how historic it is.
Right. Polls in Virginia in particular had predicted big leads by Clinton that didn't really seem to pan out. The race was really tight right until the end. What happened yesterday that didn't match up with the polls?
Well, you know, I would say Virginia is one of the rare states, however, that actually went the way the polls said it was going to go. I think it's because of a number of things. Number one, though, is that Northern Virginia demonstrated its power in choosing who wins statewide last night. If anyone had any questions about how big Northern Virginia is and how oriented politically Northern Virginia is, we saw that last night because typically in Virginia, more rural western counties and communities will return their results quicker. They're just fewer numbers of voters and they can process them more quickly. Until Prince William started reporting their results, Trump was leading. Virginia's not an old Rust Belt state. If you look at a map this morning, it was the old Rust Belt states that had always been Democratic, or I say always, in modern election history have been Democratic. These are places where thousands upon thousands of mostly reliably Democratic voters had moved away from the Democratic ticket and toward this candidate who promised them to upend a political system that seemed to have left them behind economically. And Virginia's economy just isn't that old Rust Belt economy.
Right, despite reliably red and similar regions in Southwest and South Central Virginia.
Yeah, the part of Virginia that looks like economically the old Rust Belt happens to have been the part of Virginia that has lost population to the northern part of the state, Northern Virginia.
So how did Clinton's performance yesterday in Virginia compare to Obama's in 2008 and 2012?
Well, we're looking, we don't have the detailed exit poll results in yet, but it looks like she underperformed among African-American voters by 7%, 8%. My look at preliminary exit polling numbers suggested African-American turnout was 12%. That seems even low for me. And so it might, you know, we'll get the final exit polling numbers in later today. In 2012, African-American voters were 20%, right at 20%. So it looks like she underperformed among African-American voters. She underperformed among young voters for sure. She just didn't bring out the Obama coalition.
Right. And I'm sure we'll find out why in the days and weeks ahead. But anything else surprise you in the results yesterday in Virginia?
All of the speculations about Tim Kaine and Bobby Scott being put in that seat. Now, I guess all that's off the table now. Bobby Scott can comfortably remain a member of Congress representing the 3rd Congressional District, and Tim Kaine can perhaps uncomfortably remain a U.S. Senator from Virginia for the time being.
Quentin Kidd, thanks so much for joining us again so early the morning after election night.
Take care.
Quentin Kidd is a professor of political science at Christopher Newport University. And for Radio IQ News, I'm Kelsey Peters.